a group of us travelled down from Donegal to the protest. We felt it was important that we show a presence there, you know, because it's not too often that you get to, you know, show Enda Kenny your displeasure with the government.
And what exactly happened during that demonstration?
Well, basically, the organisers of the protest had instructed us to turn our backs as soon as he took to the podium and to remain silent for the duration of the commemoration ceremony. And the protesters largely remained silent during John Perry's speech. There were a few people made some remarks when the American ambassador was speaking. You know, that was the anti-war protesters. And then, unexpectedly, when Enda Kenny took to the podium, everybody started booing.
Do you feel the demonstration on Saturday was effective?
Very much so. I think it was very, very important, you know, what was done, because having been to so many protests in Dublin, etc., you know, you walk up and down O'Connell Street and you voice your displeasure, but, I mean, the politicians are all sitting at home, you know, so Enda Kenny was forced to actually face the public. He was forced to see how angry people are. And, I mean, this government are just consistently ignoring the wishes of the people and continuing on with their austerity agenda. So I think that a very clear message was delivered to Enda Kenny.